Dictation, 3rd of September. Patient Chris, C-H-R-I-S, Travis, T-R-A-V-I-S, date of birth, 12-19-1957. Christine Travis was seen for evaluation of hypothyroidism and previous papillary cell cancer of the thyroid, paragraph. She had previously seen a thyroid specialist and was on treatment and was on thyroid hormone replacement as levothyroxine, 175 micrograms daily. Paragraph. She had thyroid cancer diagnosed in 1996 and subsequently had radioiodine therapy and has been on thyroid hormone since then, comma, most recently changed to 175 micrograms per day, per paragraph. Family history is positive for hypothyroidism in her mother, per paragraph. Social history, colon, she has worked as a cashier and sells jewelry, comma, does not smoke. Per paragraph. Other medications include Questor, 5 milligrams daily per paragraph. General review was unremarkable for assistance. Evaluated paragraph on examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, comma, 819 pounds, period. The neck examination was normal apart from a heel thyroidectomy scar with no lymphadenopathy period. The heart was normal, clear. And the peripheral examination was intact, period, paragraph. Reviewing the most recent lab tests, comma, I do know that her free T4 is 1.7 and TSH less than 0.01. In at the end of July, period, other lab tests are essentially normal, period, paragraph. Impression, postoperative hypothyroidism in a patient with previous thyroid cancer without apparent evidence of recurrence or persistence, per paragraph. I've asked her to return for follow-up in 6 weeks' time and to continue the current program, per paragraph. Further lab studies will be performed at her next visit, per paragraph. Next patient. Larry M. Storinsky, S-T-O-R-I-N-S-K-Y, date of birth 3-9-1963. Larry Storinsky was seen for evaluation of a thyroid nodule, per paragraph. Recently, comma, because of throat symptoms and what appeared to be laryngitis, he had an ultrasound performed of his thyroid gland, which shows a 1.3 centimeter nodule in the right lower lobe, period, paragraph. At this time, he has no specific symptoms suggestive of a thyroid hormone imbalance, paragraph. Past history is otherwise notable for hyperlipidemia and gout, paragraph. Family history. His brother has had a thyroid nodule, and his mother has hypothyroidism, paragraph. Social history. He's a mechanical engineer who builds cars, period. He does not smoke and occasionally drinks alcohol, paragraph. Current medication is rosuvastatin, 5 milligrams daily, and allopurinol, paragraph. General review was unremarkable to assistance evaluated, paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 124 over 76, count 894 pounds, BMI is 31.4 for the pulse 70-minute period. The neck exam was unremarkable with no lymphadenopathy or nodules palpable, period. The heart's neurons are clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact, period, paragraph. Other lab study results were reviewed, and these were in a satisfactory range apart from a borderline TSH of 3.7 to 4.42, period. Impression, small thyroid nodule. which does not show suspicious findings on ultrasound, and borderline thyroid function, asensitivity as age per paragraph. I've asked him to return for follow-up in about 2 months' time for repeat thyroid function and comma TSH and thyroid antibody testing per paragraph. Next patient, Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, Fracala, F-R-A-C-A-L-A, date of birth, 07-19-01, per paragraph. Sarah Fracala was seen for evaluation of hypothyroidism, paragraph. In the past comment, she has taken levothyroxine as armor thyroid and levothyroxine, but has not been taking medication for the past 2 weeks, per paragraph. She now has problems with energy and occasional muscle aches and cramps, paragraph. Past history, she has seen previous endocrinologists who have prescribed thyroid hormone, per paragraph. Family history is negative for thyroid disorders, paragraph. Social history, she's a student who does not smoke or drink alcohol, per paragraph. Current medications, Depo-Provera, comma, armor, thyroid, and levothyroxine, per paragraph. General review is unremarkable for assistance evaluated, paragraph. Iron examination, blood pressure, 94 over 67, common weight 107 pounds, BMI is 19.4, period. The thyroid gland was not palpable, and there was no lecanemab lymphadenopathy, period. The heart's and organs were clear, and the peripheral examination was otherwise grossly intact, per paragraph. I have reviewed recent lab tests. Which include a TSH of, which includes an ultrasound of the thyroid gland showing a normal size gland, without nodules, but suspicious for nodules, per paragraph. I have asked that she takes levothyroxine 0.1 milligrams daily with recommendations for follow-up in 6 to 7 weeks. I've emphasized that it is most important not to stop and start thyroid hormone medication while we are attempting to optimize her replacement dose, per paragraph. Next patient, Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, T. Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, date of birth 12-19-1970. Kelly Johnson was seen for evaluation of hypothyroidism, per paragraph. She's been hypothyroid for about 10 years and is on replacement therapy with levothyroxine, which was increased to 100 micrograms about 2 months ago, per paragraph. At this time, she feels tired and has occasional aches and cramps, paragraph. Past history is notable for dilated cardiomyopathy, comma sleep apnea syndrome, comma hypertension, and vertigo sleeve gastric bypass, per paragraph. Family history is negative for thyroid disorders, paragraph. Social history, she works in sales, had worked in sales, but is now on disability, period. She does not smoke, but occasionally drinks alcohol, period. Paragraph. General review is otherwise unremarkable, apart from sleep apnea, period. Paragraph. Examination, blood pressure 120 over 72, comma, weight 305 pounds, BMI is 49.2, period. The pulse 70 minute, period. The thyroid gland was not enlarged with no lymphadenopathy, period. The heart's and organs were clear, and the peripheral examination was intact, period. Paragraph. I have reviewed the results of recent lab tests, which shows a TSH of 4.88, comma borderline high, per paragraph. Compression hypothyroidism, likely second to Hashimoto's thyroiditis, comma obesity, comma morbid obesity, comma sleep apnea syndrome and post-bariatric surgery. The paragraph, I've asked that she increase her levothyroxine to 0.1 milligrams, 8 pills per week with recommendations for follow-up in about 2 months. Per paragraph, next patient. Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, Pump, P-U-M-P, date of birth, 2-2-1955. Deborah Pump was seen for an evaluation of multinodular gorge. Per paragraph, she was recently found to have nodules in the thyroid gland based on an ultrasound study, period. Paragraph, she feels tired occasionally with no other major symptoms suggestive of a thyroid hormone imbalance. Paragraph, past history significant for multinodular goiter, and previous biopsies have apparently shown benign cysts. Per paragraph, family history positive for depression. Per paragraph, social history, she is retired. Smokes about 5 cigarettes per day and occasionally drinks alcohol. Per paragraph, current medications, colon, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, comma, Benadryl as needed, comma, lovastatin 10 milligrams daily, comma, Valium, PRN, and Paxil 12.5 milligrams daily. Per paragraph, general review is unremarkable apart from large bowel polyps and goiter as noted. Per paragraph, on examination, blood pressure 124 over 68, comma, weight 187 pounds, BMI is 29.3, period. The pulse is 70 per minute, common regular sinus rhythm, period. The thyroid guide was not palpable. There was no neck and adenopathy, period. The hearts were normal and the lungs were clear and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Per paragraph, I have reviewed recent lab tests and the multinodular goiter. Per paragraph, at the patient's request, comma, final aspiration biopsies were repeated and shows that these nodules are consistent with benign follicular cytology, comma, which is benign. Per paragraph, at this point, comma, I recommend observation with follow-up visit in 1 year. Per paragraph, next patient. Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R, Rice, R-I-C-E, date of birth, 1/13/1960. Barbara Rice was seen for evaluation of hypoglycemia. Per paragraph, she gives a history of episodic low sugars, comma, particularly in the early part of the night, and sometimes during the day when associated with exercise and prolonged fasting or not eating. Per paragraph, these episodes are associated sometimes with taking sweet sugars and sweet drinks. Per paragraph, of note is the absence of symptomatic hypoglycemia before getting out of bed in the morning. Per paragraph, past medical history is otherwise unremarkable. Per paragraph, family history, her father had prediabetes and possibly had a goiter. Period. Her grandfather had pancreatic cancer. Per paragraph, social history, she's currently retired and does not smoke or drink alcohol except on rare occasions. Per paragraph, general review is unremarkable at this point, although she is in the recovery phase after having had COVID in mid-August 2023. And per paragraph, on examination, weight 152 pounds and BMI is 24.6, period, the pulse is 66 per minute upon regular sinus rhythm, period. The thyroid gland was not enlarged. There was no neck lymphadenopathy. The hearts and all those were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Per paragraph, she did complain of vague left upper quadrant pain on occasions, but palpation reveals no evidence of mass or rebound tenderness. Per paragraph, impression, probably reactive hypoglycemia. In other words, healthy woman. Per paragraph, I have reviewed the results of recent blood tests, which are essentially in the normal range. Apart from a borderline TSH of 3.81 and low titer ANA positivity, period. Paragraph. She has been provided with a continuous glucose monitor to record blood sugars, period. Of note is the fact that her sugars are absolutely normal when eating small regular meals, comma, avoiding fine sugars, and also avoiding prolonged fasting, period. I have encouraged her to take a protein or a mixture of protein and fat bars at night before going to bed. Good paragraph. We will continue to monitor her thyroid status and check thyroid antibodies and make further recommendations later. Good paragraph. Indication.